North Dakota Poetry Out Loud 2020. Let's start with nature poems. But if you're thinking, I wandered lonely as a cloud, or the dark black crow shaped a curve across the falling snow, those are great, but no, these are not that kind. Start with Kylie Howitt from Northern Cass.
Don't Bother the Earth Spirit by Joy Harjo. Don't bother the Earth Spirit who lives here. She is working on a story. It is the oldest story in the world, and it is delicate, changing. If she sees you watching, she will invite you in for coffee, give you warm bread, and you will be obligated to stay and listen. But this is no ordinary story. You will have to endure earthquakes, lightning, the deaths of all those you love, the most blinding beauty. It's a story so compelling you may never want to leave. This is how she traps you. See that stone finger over there? That is the only one who ever escaped.
Oh, what did I tell you? I can just see that finger of stone. Escaped maybe, but not got too far. Kylie Howitt came in second in the competition at Poetry Out Loud this year, where students from high schools around North Dakota perform poems from memory. And that one was by Joy Harjo. She is a Native American poet, plays saxophone in a rock and roll band. Some people know her better for that. She is of Muscogee or Creek background, and just recently, as of this recording, has been made Poet Laureate of the United States. Now let's hear another one that's kind of in the same spirit. It's nature poetry, but, gentle flowery nature poetry. This is performed by Jacob Clout from Beulah High School.
Eagle Plain by Robert Francis. The American eagle is not aware he is the American eagle. He is never tempted to look modest. When orators advertise the American eagle's virtues, the American eagle is not listening. This is his virtue. He is somewhere else. He is mountains away. But even if he were near, he would never make an audience. The American eagle never says he will serve if drafted, will dutifully serve, etc. He is not at our service. If we have honored him, we have honored one who unequivocally honors himself by overlooking us. He does not know the meaning of magnificent. Perhaps we do not altogether either. Who cannot touch him?
Jacob Clout from Beulah High School, and the way he read that, it is so straight ahead. It is so just the facts. It's like, this is the way it is with the American eagle, and you can't touch him. Robert Francis wrote that poem, and he is of an older generation. He was born around the turn of the 19th to the 20th century, and Robert Frost called him America's greatest unappreciated poet. Well, those were both kind of serious, though the first one had an element of whimsy. I guess they both did. This one is a little lighter, kind of nature-y, if not a straight-ahead nature poem. This is Zoe Wood from Solon High School.
Dawn by Ella Higginson. The soft-toned clock upon the stair chimed three, too sweet for sleep, too early yet to rise. In restful peace, I lay with half-closed eyes, watching the tender hours go dreamily. The tide was flowing in. I heard the sea shivering along the sands. We yet the skies were dim, uncertain, as the light that lies beneath the fretwork of some wild rose tree within the thicket gray. The chanticleer sent drowsy calls across the slumberous air. In solemn silence, sweet it was to hear my own heartbeat. Then broad, deep, and fair, trembling in its new birth from heaven's womb, one crimson shaft of dawn sank through my room.
Ella Higginson, who wrote that poem, was another one from around the turn of the 20th century. That's when she started writing. She grew up in the late 19th century and had quite an active life. And it was read by Zoe Wood from Solon High School. Okay, that's it for this episode. Poetry Out Loud in North Dakota is organized and supported by the North Dakota Council on the Arts, with support from the Poetry Foundation and the National Endowment for the Arts and the Cooperation of Humanities North Dakota. Remember, saying a poem will inspire us, even if we have the coronavirus. This is Bill Thomas at Prairie Public.